Welcome to the Dead 3 Leadership and Coaching Show. I am your host, George Evian, and we are going to get right into it with a bunch of different things that we need to cover today. If you've listened to our podcast on the last, we dove into a book by Rich DeVinny called The Attributes, 25 Drivers of Optimal Performance. And I've read this book twice. The last time I read it, went through, took a lot of notes, and there's a lot of great takeaways from this. Our last episode that we put out on our podcast and on our YouTube channel, we covered a fair amount of the first 20% of that book. And as I was prepping for this, and all the content that we consume or that I consume here on the Dead 3 Show is, around personal development and entrepreneurship, the company that hosts our website is a company called Kajabi, and there's a gentleman named Graham Cochran that does a crazy good job with all of his YouTube content and his podcasts and his blogs and how he teaches people about Kajabi. He also specializes, I believe, in music and production of music and the playing of instruments, possibly. But he started something last week, which was exactly what I was trying to start. And I really appreciate how he did it. And it's essentially, he's got a goal of 52 books in a week, in the year. So the 52 book challenge for 2024, where you are knocking out a book a week. Go back to all my other episodes recently, the last three, maybe four, where I've talked about my start to 2024. And what that has meant to me and where I'm at and what I'm doing. But we are kind of going the same route as Graham Cochran in terms of just discussing these books. The Attributes. Right here is a book by Rich DeVinny. If you're watching this on YouTube, this is as good a book. Now, here's why I really enjoy this book. One, I'm really fascinated by military history. I have great respect for anybody that's been in the military. And I enjoy reading about military leadership. And the stories that go along with that, obviously, if you know who Rich DeVinny is, if you're into personal development, if you are into leadership, at some point you've heard of Jocko Willink, I'm guessing. And Jocko's got his podcast out there. Jocko has his book out there about extreme ownership and making sure that you literally own everything that is going on in your leadership journey and with your teams and with your personal development and all that. But this book, The Attributes by Rich DeVinny, the 25 hidden drivers of optimal performance. And we're going to, Graham Cochran in his podcast and his YouTube that he puts out, I believe it might be just focusing on a book a week. He is finishing a book a week, but he may just be focusing in terms of discussing just a book a week. I want to get into this book and what this book means to me, how it's changed me, how I might lead different, what I might be considering, what strategies I'm implementing. And I've got a bunch of notes here on my screen that I'll be reading from as we create this show and this episode, but I want to make sure I get it out. The episode that we completed last week was really built on maybe the first 15, 20% of this, and it was really built around the grit attribute. So he takes 25 attributes, and he compartmentalizes those or chunks those up into maybe four different buckets. The first bucket that he covers is the grit bucket. What is grit? What's that mean? How they identify it? And then he breaks that down into four items. And the speaking that I do on the side with athletic teams, with professional teams, and some of the speaking that I do, we talked about these four attributes. We talked about how important they are. We talked about how to break them down. We spent a lot of time with one of the groups that I work with just talking about courage, the first attribute to the grit bucket. But those four items, and we're going to move on to one of the last ones here before we go on to situational awareness and leadership and the buckets that he has carved out there. But in terms of the grit attributes, there's courage, perseverance, adaptability, and resilience. And just to touch base on that first one again, even though I may have talked about it in the last episode and the last show, is courage. I'm telling you, all these books that you could see on the YouTube channel here, the book I'm currently reading is called Power, Many people have read this. It's by Robert Greene. It's a very detailed and deep book about the 48. Is it 48? The 48 laws of power. You know, Ali Abdaal and Feel Good Productivity. And then Tim Ferriss, The Tools of Titans. I'm holding all these books up. Like, these are all great books. I'm not suggesting to you that I am reading all of those right now. What I am doing is I've read two of them and I'm reading two of them right now. I'm finishing up The Tools of the Titans. It's a very thick book. It's actually a very quick read. And Tim Ferriss, as always, does an amazing job with that. And I am reading The 48 Laws of Power as well, but probably finishing up more on The Tools of the Titans. But all these books, all of them, seem to talk about, in terms of you reaching your goals, setting your standards, creating systems, being as elite or optimal, as Rich DeVinny says, all of these books at some point reference, and if not the most important thing that they reference on why we're in the 80. And if you don't know what I mean by in the 80, we've mentioned that in other podcasts of comfort. Of being in the middle 80%, of not being, you know, maybe that 10% at the bottom, but that 80% of, hey, this is good enough. And then that optimal peak performance, the elite, the absolute elite top 10%. And how do you get there? How do you go from 80 to 10? And the reality is, I'm not saying this is the only item, but I believe it to be an important item, if not one of the top two or three, but it boils down to fear. Fear, doubt, and worry, you know, ridicule, made fun of, you know, brought down. Hey, don't think you're one of them, that you can leave this 80%, stay here with us. Like, you're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not resourceful enough. You don't have the money. You don't have the resources. You don't have the network. You don't have the schooling. Just stay here. Like, you can't do that. The groups that I work with, we talk about the people. Let me see if I can get this phrase right. The people, nobody that has achieved those things that you want to achieve will ever try to push you down. They want to lift you up. The people that will push you down are the people that can't do it, don't want to do it, don't think they can do it, and want you to stay. So they're going to ridicule, make fun of, and tell you you can't do things. The people that typically have done things, that are the people you look up to and admire. If I were to sit here and say, hey, that it's a Rich DeVinny, or if it's a Jesse Itzler, or if it's a Tim Ferriss, or any of these other gentlemen, Ali Abdaal, that I've read about, that we're going to do that book next on our book progress and book reports here. I would have to imagine those gentlemen lift you up. The Graham Cochran. Those people lift you up, say you can. And you will. And here's how. But the number one thing that I've seen mentioned, a commonality, there's probably many commonalities here, is fear of overcoming those things, the negative, the trolls out there, the people saying you can't do things out there, all of that. So you've got to overcome that. So we spent a lot of time on courage. And here's the thing. Courage always comes after fear. And then we talked, and it was probably too deep for the audience I had, but we talked about when you overcome fear, when you're courageous, when you do it, when you overcome things, when you sit there at the end of the day and said, I can, I did, and I will, and all those affirming phrases, that you get hit with that dopamine, you get hit with these hormones and adrenalines and chemicals and that your body produces, and you just start believing it and you want more of it. So we've got to be able to overcome that. And my notes say here, courage is largely a choice, a decision we make for which we are rewarded. And I believe that to be a quote from DeVinny in the book. The one I really want to talk about is this, and I don't believe we talked about it in the last episode, and I really like this. And I've heard this story, metaphor, before, and maybe you have as well. And we'll make these shorter in nature. This is where I want to leave you today. This is where I want to leave me today. And the idea is this, is that you are, you know, we've Ed Mylett, if you've listened to the show, if you follow Ed Mylett, if you listen to him at length, or if you've listened to our podcast and our YouTube at length, at some point we've made probably a reference to, definitely I don't know if it's original with Ed Mylett, but it's definitely something I heard from him first, is if, you know, temperatures, thermometers, and thermostats. And what we talk about with resilience, what Rich DeVinny talks about in the book, The Attributes on Resilience, it is essentially, let me just read the quote from you from Rich DeVinny. Resilience is the ability to return, to rapidly return to one's baseline emotional and mental state after a stressful, traumatic, or even triumphant event that you can return to your baseline. Resilience is the ability to rapidly return to one's baseline emotional and mental state after a successful, traumatic, or even triumphant event. So if your temperature gauge, if your thermostat in your life, your life's thermostat is set to 73 and something traumatic happens and knocks you down, how quickly, and it knocks you down to 62, how long does it take you to get back to 73? That's the whole idea of being resilient. Overcoming your fear, getting knocked down because of your fear, because you're laying on the ground and feeling that you can't and won't be able to overcome these obstacles, these traumatic situations, these stressful situations that you're in, that you can't return to your baseline. Now, resilience is just how quick you can get back. I would suggest there are times that you can get that some people just, hey, I get knocked down, something happens, and I'm back to 73 within minutes. So the idea that Rich DeVinny mentions in his book is these Navy SEALs, they got to be resilient. Like, we don't have time. We don't have time over this event for you to stay at 62, 52, or even 70. You've got to get back to 73 quick because we need you, because you are accountable to this, to the mission, to the event, to other people, whatever it is. So we have to be able to do that as people, myself included. The idea that something can happen that is really traumatic, and I'm not diminishing or dismissing the events that people have to go through in their lives, that you are at a 72, 73, 75, whatever it might be, that is your baseline, your foundation, and something traumatic happens in your life, whatever that might be. And I know many people have dealt with so much in their lives, but their resiliency to bounce back from those events keeps them at a 62 the rest of their life. That if something happens, and I'm now 51 years old, if something traumatic happened to me at 20, that I just spend 31 years at 62 when my baseline is a 73. And as I navigate life, that my 73 becomes an 83, that I just continue to work, that I continue to elevate where I'm at, what I'm doing, what I'm capable of, and that my 73 at 20 is now an 83 or a 93 at 51. But also that if something traumatic happened to me at 20, I'm still at 62. Highly resilient, now to quote here from DeVinny, highly resilient people are able to genuinely return to that baseline. They're able to heal the damage or process the change that those spikes and trenches represent. They tell themselves, they believe that I'm going to be fine and it's time to get back to work. Highly resilient people are able to genuinely return to that baseline. They're able to heal the damage that's been caused to them. So those are resilient. So like, here's a bad, simple example. This is really simple, but just to kind of hammer home this point, and just so you can see it. Like the athletic teams I work with, this happened the other day. We have a really good player. He was a younger kid going into his sophomore year, and he's really good. And we're playing in an open gym. Now, this is a very simple, simple thing. This kid's really good. Something happened on the floor last week when we were practicing or working out, and he got embarrassed. Something happened. It's called, he got his ankles broken. And it's embarrassed. That's being dunked on, getting your ankles broken, falling down when somebody puts a move on you, all that sort of stuff you may or may not know. That is embarrassing for kids. This particular kid is really competitive. He's really good. And he is one of, if not the best in the gym. And so he gets embarrassed in front of 30, 40 kids. Not all of them saw it. Many did. his ability, like that took him from like 72. It didn't take him all the way down to 52. It is not that stressful or traumatic. It is just something that is embarrassing, which happens to all of us. And so that sets him back. It may set him back instead of 20 degrees. It may just set him back like 2, 3, 4, 5. His resiliency and bouncing back from that to where he's now laughing at himself, but back into the action, back competing, back giving his best, back showing he's the best in the gym, back being competitive and all that. It was seconds, And he was able to laugh about it after post-practice, after practice. I know that's a simple example, but I'm telling these kids, like, there are people in that gym that are not as good, not that the skill level matters that much, but what does matter is there are people in that gym that if that same thing happened to, they would get knocked down further than one or two hits. And the time it takes to get back to their baseline could be days. Maybe they don't even come back to the next workout. Maybe they're so embarrassed, shut down, people are laughing at them, that they don't feel they're good enough. I can't do this. So-and-so just broke my ankles and I'm not good enough and I'm not going back. I don't want it that bad anymore. And so in that situation, they never bounce back. In that environment, that skill, that situation, that team environment, maybe they never bounce back. Or maybe they bounce back in 6 months. Maybe if you're one of those elite guys, you bounce back literally in seconds. It's a simple example. I actually think that's a good example as I hear it because it motivates me that the more competitive, the more elite, the more you have these other attributes of grit, of perseverance, of resilience, of adaptability and courage. If you are over the top high on those attributes, your ability to get back is probably so much quicker. And then it's also how invested are you? How invested are you in this? That, and how accountable to a group are you that you can bounce back that quick? We need you. We do not have time for you to, like, so say this is a state championship game. Say we are playing for a state championship and here's one of our better players and he gets his ankles broken and he doesn't bounce back to that for two quarters. It happens. He falls down. 2,000 people laugh at him. He doesn't want to bring the ball up the floor. He's reluctant to take shots. He doesn't run the floor. Like, that's significant in that environment because this is the Super Bowl. This is the most important game. This is the team needs your best player, all that sort of stuff. So it makes sense and it's important. So take the sport out of it. And you're how invested? What about the setbacks? What about, you know, Under Armour or Nike? Steph Curry's with Under Armour, so I believe it had to be Nike, where they said the wrong name. It's Steph Curry. It's Stephen Curry. I think they called him Stephen. I believe, if I have that story right, they called him Stephen or missaid his name. Nike did. And it was over after that. Now, how resilient were they to still get Steph Curry? Man, did they mess that up. So Steph Curry goes to Under Armour. Or they at least knew how to say his name. How resilient are you? It's not a sport thing. It's a business team leading your people. Now, as a leader, how do you support that comeback? That journey back to baseline? I told the kids this right after that happened. We laughed about it. You've got to be able to laugh about some of that stuff. You can't laugh too much. If you don't know what Steph Curry's name is, somebody's got to be talked to. But in this situation, we laughed about it because it was a laughable moment. And all I said to everybody, I think I may have brought everybody together, which is 40 people. And I said, if you do this long enough, if you're in this game long enough, and if you give your best every single day and you're committed and you're competitive and you want to win, at some point, gentlemen, ladies, you are going to fall. You're going to get your ankles broken. You're going to fall down. And you're going to get dunked on if you do this long enough. If you do this long enough, you're going to lose sales. If you do this long enough, you're not going to get the client. If you do this long enough, you may say the wrong name. If you do this long enough, you are going to be accountable to people and the process and the systems and the results, the results that are needed and required for you and your company to continue to move forward. So you better have some resilience. You better have some courage. What about the fear that goes on with resilience when you get knocked down from 73 to 72, 73 to 63 or 62? How much courage do you have to look at that fear again? What about the gentleman or the lady or whomever it was that didn't know Steph Curry's name at Nike? The fear they had when they had to answer for that. Lead with, you got to go in with courage. You got to go in and be adaptable. We haven't talked too much about adaptability. You got to be you got to persevere and you got to be resilient. Those are the grit attributes. You want to know what grit is? It's those four, according to Rich DeVinny in his book, The Attributes, here. Now, we're going to continue to go through this because there are so many good things. What I really want to be able to do in all these books, Tools of the Titans, Tim Ferriss, his big, big book of 600 or so pages, Ali Abdaal's book of Feel Good Productivity. What we're going to do over, and I could do this every day with these books. We've got to be able to take these books and this content, and we've got to now position it and translate it into how we can be better people, better leaders, better employees, run our companies and teams better, and level people up. The thing we have to do today is we just got to be aware of being resilient, of having some courage, of seeing our fears and still going. The quote that I use, it's not in Rich DeVinny's book, although it's themed through Rich DeVinny's book, is, man, courage is being very afraid and having a lot of fear and knowing this might get sideways, and I'm going anyway. So that is what we have to be able to handle. That is courage. So listen, please like this. This is on YouTube. This is on our podcast, but please share this. Subscribe to it if it's on YouTube. That's the best thing you can do for me, is you can subscribe to this on my YouTube channel. Go hit it on the YouTube channel. We also have this on our blog. There are three ways to consume this content. One is through our podcast that you can get on Spotify. The second is on our YouTube channel. Please go and subscribe on our YouTube channel. That is the number one way that we can connect right now, is by using the YouTube channel. And there's another book over here on the YouTube secrets, all these books I'm trying to knock out. And we're rolling with this as kind of what I would like to be doing. We need to get into these books. We need to get into these authors. We need to get into these mindsets and this conversation that are happening with these folks, and be able to then take this out and start to implement personally with our teams and with our people and with our kids and our families, our communities. Like, courage, perseverance, adaptability, and resilience. You don't think those four things are great as I raise teenagers? As we raise children? You don't think those are great for a 51-year-old that's trying to make an impact at work? You don't think that's great for a college student who needs A's in order to get the medical or law school, and they get a B+ or a B-? That they have to have some grit. They've got to be able to have some of these hidden attributes that Rich DeVinny talks about. Listen, have a great start to your week. Please like, comment, share, reach out to me. Hit our YouTube channel. That will be in the show notes. Have a great start and great week as you move forward. Thank you.